It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, you know it, girl. It's time to spill the tea. Starting off with John Cena. As if we needed another reason to love him, he just noted he just donated $500,000 to help fight the wildfires.
Right now, California's in dire straits. It is burning. It is under siege from massive wildfires statewide. Which means our first responders are working around the clock and they need our help. And on behalf of Playing With Fire and out of respect to the people that I truly believe are heroes, my response will be to immediately donate $500,000 to this cause. I wish everyone the best of luck. Please stay safe. And you are our heroes.
Wow, stepping up big time.
John,
thank you, John Cena.
Cena. Yes, thank you.
He's the man. Love him. Also, the man, Kenny G.
Wait.
Underrated.
Hold on a second. You're transitioning from John Cena to Kenny G.
Moving on, yes, you might like the sensitive type. All right. He is a guest on Kanye's new album. Kenny says that after Kanye hired him to serenade wife Kimmy, which is so romantic, in their living room, one Valentine's Day, they really got on well and went to the studio and did an unplanned recording session.
Super cool. I mean, when I got on stage, Kanye looks at me and says, "Oh, now he's get up on the podium and just start playing." I go, okay, it was so impromptu in some ways. I mean, we did a slight rehearsal, but he's very creative and on the spot just comes up with some super good ideas.
Wow.
Yeah, and here, if you want a taste of it, we have some now for you.
Blindfolded on this road, watch me faith walk. Just hold on to your brother when his faith lost.
Get it, Kenny? Yeah.
Hit that sax. Hit that sax. What? What?
What?
Hit that sax. Hit that sax. What? What? That actually sounded really dope.
Right? I love it. So get excited for a little Kenny G and Kanye action. Arnold Schwarzenegger is talking about how wild it is that his daughter, Catherine, married Chris Pratt.
When my daughter was telling me that she's going out with him, because I said, do you have to be so competitive? I mean, you have to have a guy that is taller than me, that is bigger than me, that's doing bigger movies than me, and all of this kind of stuff that makes more money than me, and all this. What is going on here? So I think that it was really wild, I mean, to have all of a sudden this guy in the family.
Isn't that cool? How wild would it be to have him as your father-in-law?
Oh, my God. How do you live up to that? You know what I mean? Like, it's always hard to, like, try to meet the father-in-law, but your father-in-law is
the
Arnold.
Terminator.
Arnold. Chris Pratt, I'm here to make you not fat.
Oh, something else you might have a hard time living up to. Suzanne Summers is 73 years old. She and her hubby, get this, make love not once, but twice a day.
And then he had taken a big bowl of bubble wrap home from the studio. He was doing a show in San Francisco. And he said, come here. He rolled it out on the floor and he said, let's jump. And then we just ended up having sex on the bubble wrap.
Wow, Suzanne Summers.
Is that why she invented the Thighmaster?
She had to. They use shots of PT-141, which generates arousal, apparently. They've been married since 1977, and she insists the sparks are still a sizzling.
Okay, you
wow,
go.
Get it, girl.
Hey.
Woo!
All right, Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Okay, I want to know, 833-563-2539, how you feel about this, Mackenzie, because I don't think you've even seen this yet. Liv the Web Girl brought it up to me. Kmart has removed a kid's costume. They're saying that it is just absolutely disgusting, inappropriate, and it's actually beyond inappropriate.
Too sexy?
That's how bad it is. Well, they're just saying it's not inappropriate for kids to be wearing.
Oh, okay.
So I want to talk about that, and we'll get a photo of it, too, on our Facebook pages. If you want to go, give us a few minutes, and we'll get that up there. Follow us if you're in Indy. It's Radio Now 100.9 in Houston. It's Radio Now Houston. We'll do that next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.